Praise we sing to thee, thou mighty ruler, King forever. Praise we sing to thee, dear Father, we will fail thee never. Praise we sing to thee, thou mighty ruler, King forever. Praise we sing to thee,
such short notice, and you must have all cleared your calendars or something. It's good to see you here. That's not supposed to work this well when you do this short notice, but we're glad. And we're excited to be here as well. We do invite you to worship this evening. Our theme is Moments in Worship, and we've chosen to use as a model or a way of experiencing worship this evening to follow the pattern of Old Testament worship in the temple, and see a little bit, perhaps, of what that teaches us about worship. And we begin in the Gates of Thanksgiving, where we follow the Psalms of Ascent there late in the Psalms, and we're on our way to the temple, and we go to worship. And then we come to the outer courts of praise. And as we spend time worshiping before God, we see Him for who He is. And in that seeing, we see ourselves. And then we're moved to repentance and humility. And so we invite you to worship this evening. Are you going to control this in the back, or do I need to shut it off?
Oh, Shall not be, nor thou unto storm is raging, Lord. The boat I sail is small and oh so frail. The wind is blowing, Lord. I cannot hold the course against the gale. The lightning strikes on every side. Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. No hand alone can hold the tide, Lord, rescue me. I am sinking, Lord. The boat is taking water, going down.
Part the waters, Lord.
I long to plant my feet on solid ground. O Lord of earth and sky and sea, your hand is reaching out to me. I know that you have heard my plea. My hope is sure. I am sinking, Lord.
Good evening. I'm Desiree Brubaker. My parents are Stephen and Cynthia Brubaker. 13 years ago, we moved from Barnwell, South Carolina to Guy's Mills, Pennsylvania. So I have grown up among many people who are training to be teachers, and I just long to be one of them. 2 years ago, that dream came true, and I entered the teacher apprenticing program. I entered the program completely confident in what I was going to learn and who I was as a person. I entered FB confident in my ability to teach well. I was going to learn a couple neat tips from the teachers there and the students that I taught once I left FB would be passionate about serving the Lord, and they would also be straight A students. I was pretty sure I was going to manage this. I also entered FB confident in my ability to figure out what was true, what is really real. I figured that some of the teachers would have some pretty good answers, and you know, after a couple discussions, we'd get it figured out, and we would know what is really real. I also entered Faith Builders confident in my ability to love the people around me. I had great intentions about getting to know all my fellow classmates and the volunteers, as well as keeping in touch with my local youth group and staying in touch with my family and a couple other community friends. I figured I would just be surrounded by a lot of people who I knew very well after my 2 years there. And I also entered FB confident in my ability to love God. I just assumed that, you know, pretty much every day for the 2 years at Faith Builders, I would just spend a lot of time praying and spending time with the Lord. I'd be surrounded by people who always would just keep me moving towards Him. So I thought, you know, pretty much by the end of my 2 years, I'm going to love God really, really well. This fall, I plan to move back to Barnwell, South Carolina, to teach junior high there. And you know, I leave FB no longer so sure of myself. I leave no longer sure that I'm always going to meet the needs of my students. I might miss what they actually, I might not give them what they actually need at times. I leave no longer so certain of my ability to know truth. I'm fallen, and I get it messed up sometimes. I leave FB no longer so sure of my ability to love others. I don't always see their needs. Sometimes I'm so busy looking at myself and what I want that I hurt them. And I also leave FB no longer so confident in my ability to love God. Myself gets in the way again. And yet, at the same time, I leave FB more sure of God's ability to pursue me, keep me, and use me.
Well, it's good to be home again, and I'm glad that I had to take my turn doing this anyway. I'm glad I get to do it here at home. I look forward to being home for good in about a week. Faith Builders was part of a quest for me, and it was I had a lot of questions, and some of those questions had to do about Anabaptism. Is Anabaptism, conservative Anabaptism particularly, is it really relevant? Does it incarnate God in a way that connects with the people around us? Is it really bringing goodness to our communities? And if so, where does it fit into the kingdom? What is conservative Anabaptism's special part to play? And how can we maximize those strengths? And so a part of that quest was studying. And Brandon mentioned the three parts of the head, heart, and hands that Faith Builders tries to address. And recently I was in ethics class and I wrote a paper about nonconformity. And this was under John Koblenz's tutelage, and so I got some good input. And so part of what I asked is, well, what is the world? What does it mean to be nonconformed to this world? And there's two words the New Testament uses often, is cosmos and eon, which is cosmos is everything that's created, I guess, and eon is the age or the time that we're living in. But they're used sort of interchangeably, so there wasn't much meaning in the Greek. But what about loving the world? John 3:16 says that God loved the world so much that he gave his only son. But then in John, in the Epistle of John, he tells the recipients of the letter that they should not love the world, and if they love the world, the love of the Father is not in them. So what is the world? I don't think it's all the physical, everything that is physical, as cosmos might suggest. And it's not necessarily contained in systems, like it's not contained in the fashion industry necessarily. It's not necessarily contained in the government. It's not necessarily contained in any particular system. And no system can necessarily keep it out. Because John says that the world is the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. And no system can keep those out of us. And so the world, and it also says that somewhere in Scripture that Satan is the prince of this world. And so I was left with a lot more questions, I think, than I when I began. But basically, nonconformity for me is recognizing from the beginning that following Jesus means that we will be different. That something will behave in a different way, that our hearts will be different and that our lives will be different. So anyway, so that's just maybe a little bit of a picture of what it was like to form my head, I guess, at Faith Builders. Another part of Faith Builders that I'd like to talk about is the hands. And this was in apprenticing, and I did the ministry apprenticing. And so early on, one of the things that we did was help people in the community. And there was a widower that John Koblenz knew, and he said, Benji, go see if he needs anything done. And he did. He needed a drainage ditch cleaned out. And as most of you know, it costs thousands of dollars to come to Faith Builders. And I had spent lots of money. And I had left a nice job at Golden Rule Travel, and it was air-conditioned. And I found myself working and cleaning this drainage ditch out, and there was lots of dirt under my fingernails, and there was sweat coming into my eyes, and I thought to myself, I'm paying for this? And but it was good, you know, it really was, because I learned that, you know, that God can't be contained in a classroom, and it's more than just accumulating things in your head. And it takes Faith Builders, I think, tries to take a whole approach to education, not just the head. And so I'd like to, when I come back here, I'd like to finish my bachelor's degree. And Faith Builders was a great place to start my education because it says that we're more than just minds and we need to develop all of our parts. And so helping the Mr. Bowersoxes of the world and is also part important part of following Christ.
Thank you, Benji and Desiree. I was kind of wishing I could have been out there when he was digging that ditch. I wanted to see that. But we feel very grateful for the students we have at Faith Builders. One of the things that I like to remind churches as we go into different communities is that we are just very much aware that we get to work with what you send us, and we feel very grateful. And we're just grateful for the families, the communities that are involved with Faith Builders, and want you to know that we appreciate very much your support and ask you to continue to pray for us. If you are interested in more information, we have a display in the back. You can sign up for a newsletter, email list if you're not already on those lists, have a few recordings. Those of you who were here last summer, we just came out with a recording of that group last summer before this trip, so those CDs are just released. So if you would like one from last summer, they're out there. We're going to take a short break and be back in a moment.
My eyes are not real.
Hallelujah.
take it home to my Jesus, sing that good news,
good news.
I got a hump in the kingdom, sing that good news,
sing that good news.
I got a hump in the kingdom, sing
that good news,
sing that good news.
And I'm going to hang around this world for my shoulder up, my shoulder up, gonna take it home to my Jesus.
Jesus, sing that good news.